I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syria and South Korea established formal diplomatic relations late last week. This comes more than a month after sectarian violence broke out in Syria, challenging the transitional government's position on religious freedom. Joe Willie with Sat7 says through their gospel-centered broadcasts, believers have a chance to be discipled and meet other believers. Please pray Syria's government will institute religious freedom protections and pray for gospel opportunities. And 3 million Sudanese have been displaced since war broke out in 2023. Many refugees are from Sudan's northwestern region of Darfur, which has historically been Muslim. But Bishop Dr. Yasser Eric says spiritual transformation is rippling through the refugee wave as the Darfuri church flourishes in Chad, Egypt, and even South Sudan. The encouraging reality of a growing church among diaspora is sobered by the unique challenges that Muslim background believers face. Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries, I'm Ruth Kramer.